Here we are at Winter Park, Vikings-Packers on Sunday night. One of the men who will be calling the game is Chris Collinsworth. He'll be calling it for NBC with Al Michaels and, of course, our very own Michelle Tafoya, who we like to call Michelle one of our own because she lives here.
Homie. That's a homie. Yeah. Nobody is ever happier in her entire life than when a Minnesota Vikings game shows up as a home game on her schedule. Yep. She's excited.
Yep, she doesn't have to travel very far for those. But you did travel from somewhat far to come here, and what have you seen so far?
It is interesting. You know, Sean did such a nice job for this team and how he played last week, but, you know, you don't make that trade for Sam Bradford unless he's going to get a shot, so it's just a matter of when it happens. And but I really like the fit. I have to say, from the first moment that I saw the announcement of the trade, I said, that's a Norv quarterback. You know, that's what Norv likes to do. He's a seven-step drop. He likes to run, drive the ball down the field, take some shots. And, you know, I think Teddy was learning that process. I think Teddy was more of the opposite kind of guy, get it out of his hand, you know, play, you know, point guard kind of quarterback, and then think about taking the shots. Where I think with Bradford, at least mentally, what I've seen of him is that he's a truly read it deep to shallow kind of quarterback. So this offense may feel very different for a little while. How long it takes him to get acclimated, I don't know. But it's going to feel different for a while.
Yeah, you know, Coach Zimmer said he's going to play his cards close to the vest, not announce who's going to start. And the quarterback is a very important position in this game. Regardless of who plays, you have to play well around the quarterback. And so as you look at the Vikings, who are the key components around the quarterback position for this game against Green Bay?
The offensive line. I mean, there's no question. You're going to get so many looks out of Dom Capers that and Clay Matthews and the guys, Perry played well the other day. This is a team capable of putting pressure on the quarterback. I think 9 sacks against the Vikings in the 2 games a season ago. So they're going to try and stop Adrian Peterson. Everybody's going to try to do that. And then it's going to be a matter of what can they do protection-wise. And it's a new offensive line. They're learning to play together. And there's no question that between new quarterback and new offensive line learning to fit together with that, that's going to be what we're going to have to watch as far as the learning curve is concerned.
From an offensive standpoint, you played wide receiver in the NFL. So when you sit down in a meeting room as a coaching staff or as players and you look at a Mike Zimmer defense, what are some things you talk about as an offense? What's coming at you when you play a defense that's been orchestrated by Coach Zimmer?
Well, the double A blitz stuff, where they're going to put those two linebackers mugged up over the center. And it started off as like a scheme that, okay, we'll have one where they'll both blitz and then they'll have one where one will drop out and the other. Now it's like, I think the Bengals have 25 different ones of these. And after he left down there, I don't know how many the Vikings have, but the way that forces teams into certain protection schemes. And then once he figures out what that protection scheme is, then how does he adjust the blitz to different things? And then you got a smart quarterback like Aaron Rodgers on the other side of it. These are masters of their craft. You know, I mean, Zimmer's as good a defensive coordinator as there is in football. There's no question about it. And Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy on the other side, about as good as there is on that side of the ball. So I'm sure it'll all be at calculus level in my mind, but we'll try to decipher it a little bit and let people know what's going on.
Yeah, it's a premier matchup in the NFL. That's why it's on primetime and Sunday Night Football, which is the most watched broadcast in America every year. Do you enjoy working this production and this broadcast, the Sunday Night Football team and Fred Godelli and Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth, Michelle Tafoya? It's a great production. Do you enjoy it?
I love it. You know, we've been the number one show on television for 5 straight years. When I was growing up, All in the Family was the number one show on television. I'm like, wait a minute, that's pretty cool. You know, I like that. That's really good. But the nice thing is that the more success we've had, the better games we've gotten. So the idea of getting to open this stadium, you know, is exciting. I mean, if people who know what these tickets are going for, $1,000 or whatever they are now. And we get to go and be a part of the event, and it's such an exciting time here in Minnesota. And people are just buzzing. Everywhere you go in town, you can just feel that there's a real excitement. I think the trade for Bradford has added to that a little bit. And there's so many unknowns. You know, they haven't seen the stadium in a real full action kind of moment yet. They haven't seen Sam Bradford in a full action kind of moment yet. So as far as the second game of the season, I can't imagine anything being much more exciting.
All right, man. Well, have a good game on Sunday night. Thanks for your time, okay?
Good to see you, pal. All right.